The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the day of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So it will be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in a field, one will be taken, and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken, and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this: if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Let us cast off deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. I am distracted at Mass. I've heard people say that before. I'm too busy to pray. Maybe you've said that to yourself. I am bored at Mass. The children say that. I've heard them say that before. I'm not interested in spending time on my relationship with God. Maybe all of us have said that in some way, shape, or form. Maybe you have heard these words. Maybe you've said these words to yourself. Jesus has a response to these statements. "I have come so that you might have life. Stay awake." Stay awake. What does Jesus mean here when he says to stay awake? It refers to a spiritual sleepiness or an interior exhaustion, where we try and try and try, but we don't seem to be growing closer to Jesus. We don't seem to be able to free ourselves from sin. We grow tired. Tired of praying, sinning, confessing, trying not to sin, then falling back into the same sins. How many people do you know in your life who have given up on prayer? How many of you at one time in your life have been tempted to give up on God? Stay awake and be prepared to meet Jesus. Staying awake and being prepared, those are really the same things. Jesus has an expectation that we spend time preparing our lives to meet him and to embrace the cross that he offers to us. How? Well, think of it in this way. When someone comes to your door, the door of your home, and you look to see who it is, or you look at the Ring camera on your phone, because we all have those now, and you think, "I don't know who that is, I'm not going to answer the door." Or maybe you do know who it is and you're like, "I'm still not going to answer the door." But yeah, we look at it, and to see who it is, When we look and see who it is, what makes us want to let that person in our house? Well, at the very least, we need to know the person and know why they're there. Some knowledge is important. Knowing them gives you a purpose to let them in. Advent is a time of getting to know Jesus and letting him in to your lives. And we have to stop waiting for that moment. We have to stop putting off that moment where you let Jesus fully into your life. Stop delaying giving your life to Jesus. St. John Paul II said this. He used these words. He said, "Open the door to Christ, your Savior." He goes on to say, "We ourselves must first open the doors to our conscience and our life to Christ the Savior, making ourselves docile to the Spirit's action, so that we are more and more conformed to the Lord. Indeed, he cannot be proclaimed unless his image is reflected and brought to life in us by the grace and action of the Spirit." Stay awake, then, means being docile to the power of the Holy Spirit. Listen to God moving your heart to love, to forgiveness, to peace. Let the power of the Holy Spirit live in you. And let it live in you in such a way that people see your faith and see that you love God. But John Paul II also says that Advent is a time to conform our hearts to the heart of Jesus, to be open to the power of the Holy Spirit, and to look toward the joy of Christmas. Stay awake. Put off the armor of darkness, or the darkness that takes you away from God, and put on the glorious armor of light, Jesus Christ. Stay awake with prayer during the season of Advent. Today's the first day. Make a commitment today to pray every day of Advent. Even if it's at the very end of the day and you're like, "I have to go to bed now." Pray. Make the sacrifice. Stay awake also with generosity during Advent. Stay awake with generosity to your parish, to the poor, to whoever needs it. The Lord wants to give us generous, loving hearts. And when that happens, people change. When they meet you, they meet Jesus. And we need that in the world. Stay awake also through the power of the sacrament of confession. Come and confess your sins. Don't delay. Don't delay meeting Jesus in the grace of the sacrament of confession. The sacrament of confession comes with a powerful grace of healing of mind and heart and soul. Don't stay away from the divine mercy and love of Jesus in confession. At this parish, it's offered almost every day. You can't make an excuse to me. You can't say, "Father, blah, 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 this is why I'm not going to confession. I'm just going to keep inviting you and keep inviting you back." Today we ask the Lord, help us. Let us throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ through the power of your faith. This is the time of year to move closer to Jesus than you ever have before. Welcome him into your hearts. Pray daily, come Lord Jesus, we trust in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.